Essentially, our digital footprint is what's left behind when we are either actively or passively spending time online. After looking at the definition, I was interested in what my digital footprint looked like. In some ways, it looked okay. At least it shows that I exist. But after reading the rest of the recommended articles, I started to become concerned that my professional footprint was not as reflective of my work as it could be. According to the Wikipedia page on digital citizenship, there was a quote from Scott McNeely who essentially said that your information is out there. Get over it. So this conversation brought me to check out a TED Talk by Ed Young. It's called Zombie Roaches and Other Parasite Tales. Interesting, and I certainly suggest you take 13 minutes to watch it. But the point that really stood out is how some parasites invade their hosts and then control them to do what they need to be done. It relates very strongly to our passive digital footprint. The interested parties are able to see where we've been around in the computer. What are our interests, activities, what sites do we visit? Our IP address is left, and then we may receive ads or site suggestions that go along with what we're interested in. We may or may not appreciate this. I guess it depends what you're looking at. There may come a time when what you search for may not be appealing or conducive to your goals. In fact, I think several of our students may find that they're sharing things that they may not want employers or potential mates to see. And so there's some option to help change how you are viewed on the internet. An interesting thing I read on the digital tattoo site is that 94% of searchers only looked at the first page of results from the search engine. And so with that in mind, it may be the best way to hide what you don't want people to find is to flood the internet with things you do want people to find. And at some point, the perception that you want will be what shows up on a surface search. I guess the key is to build a positive online identity and to avoid the poor content in the first place. And this is what we must teach our students. How do they put out the best picture of themselves? In Larry Kuhn's article, Managing Your Digital Footprint, we see that it's really important that we have our own professional responsibility to have a professional identity and reputation. And we have to understand that we need to model this for our students. So much of what we did as children is forgotten and not stored in anything other than our memories and pictures in a photo album. This is not a luxury given to our students today. And so with this idea of having the professional responsibility of showing a good digital footprint, I started reading more about George Kurus, and he inspired me to begin to build a strong and active rather than passive digital footprint. I started an About Me page, which I haven't really worked on, but I know that I need to do this. The Educational Leadership article, Publishers, Participants All by Will Richardson, was extremely motivating. And it talks about understanding the safety and ethics of the posting online, but that we also have to find opportunities for our students to find the things that they're passionate about and to publish them in meaningful ways. And they are publishing for their intended audience of friends, but not yet for global consumption. Richardson reminds us that publishing is a midpoint and not the end of the process. And he leaves a really important idea. By the time our students leave high school, they should be Googleable. And that is, they should be able to find themselves online by associating their full name with their best work for a global audience to see and participate with. And so now that is my job, and what I need to work towards is moving my students online is to first get myself there. I need to become Googleable. I have to model the connections and then help share my students' work. And I am going to teach and model, demonstrate reputation management This has been an excellent learning experience for me. I thought my digital footprint was much different than it really is. I'm glad for this opportunity and will work towards making my digital footprint reflective of my work at school.